Ever feel like you're faking it? Like everyone else has it figured out while you're just winging it? Yeah, I get it. That nagging little voice in your head whispering doubts, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or experienced enough. That's imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. And let me tell you, it can be a real confidence killer. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today, on Social Confidence, we're diving deep into overcoming imposter syndrome and silencing that self-doubt for good. Because you deserve to feel confident and capable, not constantly questioning yourself. Here's the thing, imposter syndrome is incredibly common. We see it everywhere, in high achievers, artists, entrepreneurs, even everyday folks just trying to navigate life. It's like this invisible wall we build around ourselves, convincing us we don't belong or that any success we achieve is purely by luck. But here's the reality, you are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. So, how do we break free from this imposter syndrome trap? Let's unpack some key takeaways. First up, recognize those sneaky thoughts. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative voices in your head. When you catch yourself thinking, I don't deserve this, or they're going to find out I'm a fraud, stop right there. Name those thoughts for what they are. Imposter syndrome, plain and simple. Second, challenge your inner critic. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this? Or is it just fear talking? Often, our biggest critic is the one who knows us best, and sometimes that self-doubt stems from perfectionism or unrealistic expectations. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be amazing. Third, celebrate your wins, big and small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings while overlooking our achievements. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge and celebrate your successes, no matter how small they may seem. Keep a gratitude journal, share your accomplishments with loved ones, or simply take a moment to bask in the glow of a job well done. Next up, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who support you, believe in you, and lift you up. Connect with others who understand what you're going through and can offer encouragement and perspective. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly empowering, and knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. Finally, remember, you are enough. This might sound cliche, but it's the most important takeaway. You have unique talents, skills, and experiences to offer the world. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your quirks, and never stop learning and growing. Your journey is yours alone, so own it with confidence. Think about a time when you felt that familiar imposter syndrome creeping in. Maybe it was before a big presentation, a first date, or even just asking for help. You know those feelings, the butterflies in your stomach, the racing thoughts, the urge to back out at the last minute. For me, I remember this one time when I was invited to speak at a conference about social confidence. It was a huge opportunity, but my inner critic went into overdrive. I felt like everyone else there was an expert, while I was just some random guy with a podcast. The doubts were relentless. What if you mess up? What if they realize you're not qualified? What if you humiliate yourself? Quote, quote, dot. But here's the thing. I didn't let those thoughts control me. I reminded myself that I had something valuable to share, that my experiences were relevant, and that even if things weren't perfect, it would be a learning experience. And guess what? The presentation went really well. People connected with my message, asked thoughtful questions, and even thanked me afterward. It was a reminder that sometimes the biggest obstacle is our own self-doubt. So remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. Don't let imposter syndrome hold you back from pursuing your goals, sharing your talents, or simply living your life to the fullest. This episode is about taking that first step, acknowledging those doubts, challenging those negative thoughts, and believing in yourself. You've got this. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little boost of confidence. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.